how we start the show. Eagle soar and oil flow. You didn't decide what you chose. We will pay back what they owe. Crime depends from who you sold. We cheer for the villains though. Hustling, bustling, getting low. Motion is perpetual. We call drill to give and go. All you reap is what you sow. No, where are the controls? Mass of individuals consuming as ritual. You ain't hear them say ride slow. Dudes, don't let them play us. Girls, they are.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Eric Lecompte, who's the director of the Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of 75 religious, policy, labor, relief, environmental, and human rights organizations advocating for solutions to the international debt crisis. Jubilee USA Network has won critical global financial reforms and more than $130 billion in debt relief for the world's poorest countries so the money could be reinvested in social infrastructure. He currently focuses on development in relation to the international debt crisis. Welcome to Background Briefing, Eric Lecompte.
Thank you, Ian. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
And tomorrow in the federal court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in Manhattan, there's a very important face-off, a case, an ongoing case, where a hedge fund tycoon, Paul Singer, is suing the government of Argentina, seeking payment of $1.3 billion in, relating to bonds that Argentina defaulted on in 2001. Well, why don't you tell us why this is significant?
Sure. Well, you know, the Financial Times has dubbed this as the debt trial of the century. And, you know, they've done that for a very good reason. This particular case, although it deals with Argentina and a few hedge funds that are trying to collect, the ramifications of this case are absolutely global. You see, the types of hedge funds that are trying to collect this are what are known as vulture funds, and they even self-identify themselves as vulture funds. But what these funds do is they go into a country that's in financial distress or in the midst of a financial recovery like Argentina was, and they buy up their debt. They buy up their old loans for pennies on the dollar, and then when the country is in recovery, they attempt to collect on the debt in full. So when a vulture fund like these vulture funds with Argentina have bought the debt for pennies on the dollar, they then sue to collect the full dollar and often make a 400% profit. So what's happening right now with this particular case that's in front of the Second Circuit Federal Court of Appeals in New York City tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, is incredibly significant. Because this case that's taking place will have repercussions that are heard around the globe. If the vulture funds win that are suing Argentina, if they win this case, what it means is that for the poorest countries in the world and the most vulnerable economies around the world, vulture hedge funds like NML Capital, like Elliott, are going to be able to buy up their debt and sue these countries when they have any hope of a financial recovery. But if we win, if we're able to stop the vultures in this court proceeding tomorrow, what it means is it's going to push vulture funds back. It's going to make it more difficult for them to be a part of this unsavory behavior that investors, the White House, large international financial institutions are all very concerned about. So it's a very big moment, what happens tomorrow afternoon in the Second Circuit Federal Appeals Court. And it has the ability, depending on the outcome tomorrow, to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
But the way you describe it, Eric Lecompte, is that if they buy up the debt for pennies on the dollar and then wait for the country to recover and then try to collect the entire debt in full, even though they paid a small fraction for it, then they are really vultures in the sense that not a dead carcass, but a revived carcass. I mean, this is what's so extraordinary about it, is that they're punishing countries for healing themselves.
Well, that's exactly right. And in the case of Argentina, most of those who lent to Argentina, you know, made a debt workout or restructured their debt. But these few vulture funds have really been holdouts. And instead of trying to restructure the debt and even make, you know, what would be a relatively decent profit for what they bought the debt for, you know, they're unwilling to do that. They want to try and collect the debt in full. And because that kind of behavior is just so outrageous, you know, how these vulture funds operate, it's exactly why large international financial institutions like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank really see a lot of concern with these types of funds and think these funds are overall hurting developing economies. It's why with this particular case tomorrow that the U.S. government actually got involved and filed in support of Argentina and against these particular hedge funds and vulture funds, because the behavior of these vulture funds, the behavior of these hedge funds, not only hurt some of the poorest people around the world, they also hurt most of the legitimate investors that are out there.
Now, how did they get standing at this point, particularly this Paul Singer, who's notorious for exploiting tortured countries like the Congo, etc.? This federal judge last year, Thomas Grierson, he apparently decided to go ahead and include these third-party banks in this injunction, and he prohibited them from proceeding with payments under the agreement that the Argentinians had offered up and all other debt holders except the vulture funds have agreed to. And he's holding up those deals unless all debt holders were paid. So he's going to the mat for Paul Singer on what judicial principle? I mean, this feels... I don't see the ideology or the judicial consistency here. It feels like the hedge fund billionaire bought a federal judge.
One can certainly see that. And I think, you know, that's certainly why what happened, you know, after the previous case went forward, that the Second Circuit of Appeals went ahead and stayed the previous finding and froze any payment from Argentina to these particular vulture funds. I think what's very clear and what we need to understand here is that how these vulture funds are operating is absolutely unconscionable. They will do absolutely anything they can to try and collect this unjust debt, even if it means trying to stop those lenders, those creditors who are trying to collect legitimate debts from Argentina. So that's certainly what they did. What these vulture funds did is they filed with the courts and they said these other lenders are receiving payments because they restructured. If they're going to receive payments, we should receive the payments that are owed us as well.
Even though they refused to join in the regime that was offered. I mean,
yes, that's exactly right. And that's why the Second Court of Appeals stayed that decision and said, you know, we're not going to allow Argentina to make these payments. We're going to freeze these payments until we can hear more hearings in the matter. And so that's why, you know, when we go into the proceeding that will take place tomorrow on February 27th, we think that proceeding is going to be very important. And very key, because the federal judges in this matter want to hear why Argentina should pay vulture funds and stay their payment to the legitimate creditors. So what's going to happen, at tomorrow afternoon's proceedings, is the judges will look at what's happening with Argentina. And I think it's very likely that they're going to see that, a continued payment to these vulture funds does not make sense. Of course, as Argentina wishes, it should go through with these payments it has to legitimate lenders, to legitimate creditors. But these vulture funds are simply not legitimate. And we have to understand the reason that, you know, these particular vulture funds and Paul Singer's groups are acting this way is because they have very few options left. They've been turned back over the last year in terms of these kinds of payments. It's been made very clear that these payments should not be made to the vulture funds. And in addition, we've seen these vulture funds lose legislation in the state of New York. We've seen them be pushed back at other opportunities. They've tried to seize payment. For example, these same vulture funds used a court in Ghana to temporarily seize an Argentinian ship this past October, and the ship was released and sent back to Argentina. But these vulture funds have very few options. And they're doing whatever they can to try and collect an unjust debt.
Well, I'm still puzzled, though, Eric LeCompte, is why a federal judge would put the interest of vulture capitalists and these predators ahead of legitimate debt holders who have agreed to financial restructuring of the $100 billion Argentinian debt.
Sure, and we don't know exactly what the reasons were, if the judge was hoping to move forward a settlement, whatever the reason was, but because the U.S. government was so concerned with what this federal judge did, they went ahead and they lobbied a friend of the, or they rather filed a friend of the court brief with Argentina for the proceeding that's going to take place tomorrow. And we know the second court, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, was so concerned with what the previous federal judge did that they actually made an immediate motion to essentially freeze the payments for Argentina. So Argentina is not making any payments to vulture funds. And what's going to happen tomorrow is the Second Court of Appeal is going to review whether or not payments should be made to these vulture funds. So I think whatever may have happened from a rogue judge in a particular moment, we already see has been challenged by the U.S. government and by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
So I guess what's really at stake here, Eric LeCompte, is Argentina's been in this 12-year fight to shake off its 2001 financial crisis, and this is an extraordinary anomaly that vulture capitalists are in there to essentially punish countries for recovering. It feels a lot like what's happening now at the federal government level, where the Republicans are about to punish the economy, which is barely recovering, and impose austerity, which will have a terrible impact, just as if the vulture capitalists win, in this case, would have. So it's a kind of topsy.
Right. There's no doubt in the case of Argentina itself, if it went ahead, and, you know, if it was forced to make these payments and decided to make these payments instead of holding them back, it could push the country certainly into a financial crisis. If they refused to make the payments, it would force the country into a default, which would create major challenges for their economy. But the reality of it is that Argentina is only one country at stake here. Although Argentina is the country that's in play right now as these vulture funds are trying to collect, the precedent that this case can set is extremely important and can have impacts around the globe. So in other words, if these vulture funds win, it will mean that they have the ability, that they feel they have the standing and the protection to go after many more developing and poor countries around the world. And if they do that, they'll be able to buy the debt up and be able to force these other countries to pay. This is a major precedent. But if Argentina wins, if we win, if these vulture funds lose, it has also a very powerful and positive global impact, because it will mean that it's much more difficult for these vulture funds to buy up debt. It's much more difficult for these vulture funds to go after poor countries and the resources that these poor countries have at their disposal. So tomorrow's court case, February 27th in New York at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, will have dramatic impacts on international debt and debt restructuring all around the world.
So, Eric LeCompte, there's an investigative journalist, Greg Pallister, who's been chasing after Paul Singer for some time and exposing his vulture capitalist activities in Africa and in Argentina. And I believe Singer sued him. I guess, in a way, what Pallister's been trying to do is to shame this man. And is there a way to shame people who appear to be shameless?
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible to do that or not, but I think what we're doing at Jubilee is trying to go by the facts. We're mobilizing the faith community. Jubilee USA was founded by all the large religious institutions in the United States, from the Catholic Church to the United Methodist Church to the United Church of Christ. And we represent more than 250 congregations and faith communities around the United States. I think what we're trying to do is stand with the poor and say that, you know, we need to build an economy that serves and protects and promotes the participation of the most vulnerable. And if these particular, you know, hedge funds that are ran by Paul Singer, you know, if they're going to hurt the poor, if these hedge funds are going to try and make it difficult for poor people around the world to succeed, then it's our responsibility to stand up and be able to publicly note and decry what these hedge funds are doing.
And I suppose, well, do you think, just in closing, Eric Lecompte, that we'll learn more about Judge Griessa's reasoning in the next few days? He's apparently an 82-year-old judge that was appointed by Richard Nixon to the federal bench.
I certainly don't know. I think we'll all be watching to see what happens in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals tomorrow. And when that happens, And we see the reason that comes out from the court, we believe it's going to be one that is not in favor of hedge funds, but a ruling that's going to be in favor of poor people and legitimate investors, a ruling that says that that these kinds of hedge vulture funds really have no place in our economy.
Well, it's pretty amazing that he's won so far, Singer, thanks to this judge. Given what's happened to the economy and what Wall Street's done to the American people, it's just amazing to think that we have a judiciary that's so out of step with the American people. But that's another conversation.
Well, it is. And I think it's also very clear, seeing how the U.S. government has got involved and how large interfinancial institutions, even the International Monetary and the World Bank, have, you know, seeing these vulture funds as damaging for economic development, it's clear to me that we do have the majority of reason and popular opinion on our side.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Eric Lecompte.
Great. Thank you so much, Ian. Be well.
Thank you. Again, I've been speaking with Eric Lecompte, who's the director of the Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of 75 religious, policy, labor, relief, environmental, and human rights organizations advocating for solutions to the international debt crisis. Jubilee USA Network has won critical global financial reforms and more than $130 billion in debt relief for the world's poorest countries so the money could be reinvested in social infrastructure. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcast at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.